Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You guys, it is so important to have self-love around Valentine's Day, but it's also the other 364 days of the year. How do you celebrate you in your daily life? Well, you can celebrate it with Third Love, okay? It is your ride or die best friend, your favorite cardigan, your kids, your loyal fur baby. Now listen, a love that lasts, all right? We're talking about luxe intimate gift sets and ultra soft loungewear that hug better, support longer, and give you love right back. Third Love's latest deco lace collection is designed to make you feel sexy 365 days of the year. Putting on this collection feels like indulging yourself every day. I absolutely love Third Love. Third Love is who I'm using to deck out my new bra drawer, especially after having my augmentation, another way that I showed myself some self-love. And the bras just feel so nice. They fit perfectly. And a lot of that has to do with they have the best fitting room ever. The fitting room quiz helps you find bras that actually fit in the style that you actually want. And they focus on size, breasts, shape, current fit issues, and your personal style. Also have my best friend, she just recently lost a lot of weight. And so her bra size went down a whole lot. She's now able to wear like really gorgeous bras because before she was in the like, you get black, white, and the strap is really, really thick. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But I'm excited to be able to give her the gift of self-love with some Third Love bras as well. And it does comfort so that you can do comfort too. Their bras and underwear and activewear feel so good. All day wear are designed to hug better, hold stronger, and support longer. The Third Love obsesses over each stitch, so you never have to think about how something feels, looks, or wears. The 100,000 five-star reviews don't lie. I'm telling you, the cute sets they have will make you feel adorable. My olive green one is still one of my favorites, but I'm going to have to get a larger size now. So I'm about to rebuy that sucker already. So this is what we want you to do. Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I am your host. Where were you?
You didn't start it the way you usually do.
Because we had the ad at the top.
I'm just saying, you said where was I? I'm waiting on, I didn't want to interrupt you. Consistency.
But babe, I did start it off the same. I said, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode.
Give me a chance to chime in the way I usually do. The same way as you were a whole lot closer to that mic than what you was last week.
What's up, everybody, what's and happening? Welcome back.
See?
You usually talk
what's
over
what's up, everybody? What's happening, family? And welcome. That's how it goes. I already pulled it up because I know you're going to dispute the mic thing.
What's up, everybody?
I'm watching last week's episode.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is this Going to Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I'm one of the hosts of this podcast. I am joined by my bickering co-host and husband of almost 15 years. Tell them who you are, babe.
Tank, and the people are telling me to get closer to the mic because you're so much closer than what you are. I'm in the same place as I was last week, and I was not talking like this. I was back here because Angel told me that I did not need to be up on the mic. Now she's close to the mic, and it's making me sound like I'm not speaking into the mic.
Do you know why I'm closer to the mic? Because I had to read the pre-roll, and I was trying to make sure that I was reading the pre-roll.
I understand that.
Okay,
but
so
before we started, you said, no, you need to be.
Okay, so guess what?
You said, just hold it closer. But I'm in the same position as last week.
Okay, well, this is this week. Let's adjust.
Hard-headed heifer, boy. I'm trying to
tell
you.
This is this week. I don't know why he's bringing up last week. You adjust.
That's what you do. You always.
Adjust. Tell him what the podcast is about.
Man, it's about every damn thing and any damn thing we want to talk about. That's what it's about.
Why are you talking aggressive to the people?
Because I'm talking aggressive to you.
You can calm that down, too.
Anyhow, fam, we talk about any and everything. This is a weekly podcast. We talk about whatever's on our mind. We talk about current events. We talk about families, relationships, religion, mamas, pappies, cousins, whatever we want to talk about. And we are lucky enough to be joined by our immediate family, and that is our Patreon. They are watching us right now. They are laughing at us and looking at us crazy.
Because you know what? Because didn't I say before we started, I said you might have to pick up your mic and bring it closer. Isn't that what I said?
Have to pick it up if you
but didn't I say it, though?
Me.
I already gave
I
you a warning.
I ain't about to hold this heavy-ass thing the whole
time. I gave you a fair warning. Don't hold it. Do like I'm doing.
I can't do that because I can't
first
set
of all,
close to the
calm
desk.
Y'all,
down. What we're working with is I'm sitting in front of four drawers right now. Angel has nothing in front of her, so she can scoot up extremely close to the desk. I can't. My knees are already hitting the desk.
Okay.
So I can't do what you're
but
doing.
But you know what? You could do this, sit it on your lap, and then you can extend it up higher, or you can rotate it to your mouth.
Or you could just get the same distance from me from the mic like you did
I
last
need
week,
you
and none of that would ever
to
be
calm
a
it on down.
Anyhow,
if you want to join our Patreon, you can do that for the low low of $5. By going to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Again, they are watching us live. They're watching us deteriorate right in front of their very eyes. And they know that this was not scheduled nor planned. This is just the natural...
Is it? Okay.
The natural flow of our relationship. That's funny that you pointed to it.
No,
but
no,
because
I watched somebody say they still really can't hear me. Can y'all hear me?
But anyways, let me see if I can turn you up a little bit, baby. We also have three phenomenal sponsors for today. Excuse me, four. Four phenomenal sponsors. You
already
heard
from one. That was Third Love. And we also have Just Egg, BetterHelp, and Human.
Human.
So you will hear more about them, the other three, later on in the podcast. And make sure you support them, because when you support them, you support us. And that way, when we're supported, we're able to get these mics that we don't know how to use sometimes. Did we? Yeah, we press record. this equipment it helps us helps push
bus.
This along.
Yeah.
Last week we didn't press record. That's why y'all got that 8-pixel video that went up on YouTube.
Yes, we be out here.
We was like, all right, that's it. Go on, stop recording. Yeah, we never started.
So we usually start this podcast off with one of two segments. And this week, we're going to start off with a little segment we like to call Tanksley Pride. That's where we give you a story about one of our four or some of our four kids that we have. We have four boys, ages 12. We have twins at the age of 6. And then we have our youngest, a 2-year-old named Amar, also lovingly known as the Slumlord. So, what's going on, babe?
It's like every time I look at you, are you doing it on purpose?
No.
The mic is closer and closer to her mouth. Now she's over here like, yeah, so we got these, and then we're going to talk about our sons now.
You know what it is? I think last week I took off the headphones, did I not?
Yeah, you did.
That's what it is. It's the headphones that are making me aware of what sounds the best and what doesn't. That's truly what it is.
But last week sounded phenomenal.
I am telling you that in the moment, I am aware.
And take the headphones off.
It's already too late. We're not about to change the sound in the middle of the podcast.
We ain't going
to
change the sound. Just take the headphones off. So we ain't jamming this damn mic in the back of our throats just so you can.
I'm not jamming it in the
feels,
back.
It's where it's going to end up.
Marcus.
You started off here. Then you were here. And now you're literally, your lips are almost touching it.
Because I was trying to match you. Because you had to have yours down, I decided I'll bring mine down too.
The mics are the worst thing that ever happened to this relationship.
Oh.
Because of these mics is why we got distracted. It didn't get recorded last week. Because we were setting it up.
Anyways, my Tank Sleep Pride story has to do with the same one. Oh, no. I'll let you tell stories about him. My Tank Sleep Pride story has to do with my oldest, little Marcus.
I ain't got no story about Amar.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Who your story
I'm
about?
I'm going to have him move out. He needs to move out right away.
I kind of have. Do you have a Tank Supply story? Then I don't know which direction you're
I'll
going.
I'll think of one while you're talking. Yes, I do have one.
On what child?
It can be Amar.
Okay, so my Tank Supply story is on my eldest, little Marcus. We are in the process of hopefully moving him to private school. And we had some revelations this weekend when it came to how much money we think we can get from these schools in financial aid. And the fact of the matter is that some of these schools might not give us any money. And some of the schools we're looking at, it is like a college tuition.
It's more than that.
College tuition at like the University of Kentucky. That it matches up.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's really hard to fathom spending that much money on an 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade education, right? And I am fighting between the duality of two things. One is, I just want you to know, a lot of the movement is picked up by the mic. I know.
It's not you, it's the mic. I'm frustrated.
Okay. It's the duality of, okay, the people who are spending this type of money on their children that have it are securing for their children to be having as much money as they did or are going to have. Because one, they probably have extra money to be able to still gift their children more money. But you know what I'm saying? They're putting them in the ranks with themselves, I should say.
It's like some old succession stuff. Like the kids are born into money and the parents just expect to do that anyway. It's like nothing for them.
Right.
It's like a pair of red bottoms for you.
Whatever.
You just go, you see them, you like them, you just go
do it. I know you
are
not. You buy more shoes than me.
I don't. We can go with Patreon right now and go and scan.
I have
through
more shoes than you because I don't throw out my shoes.
Oh, we can talk about the most recent. Even with my
the most recent
uptick of
what most
shoe buying.
Recent?
Anyway, go on with your Tank Surprise story.
As I told them about the Gucci boots that I ordered for the tour that came in a whole month and a half late. Anyways, that was for work.
That's an excuse. This is for work.
It was. So it's the duality of, okay, we can't ignore the fact that we're Black, right? And as Black people, monetary wealth is something that a lot of us are either still not experiencing or we are the first generation to experience it, right? And so I would not consider ourselves anywhere near wealthy, all right? But we're finally at a place where we're not paycheck to paycheck, okay? Which is what we were before. Well, Marcus had a savings. I sure as heck didn't. So the thought of putting this much money towards his education that is not college, that is just fundamental.
Him learning to find X.
Is kind of just crazy, right? But also, I say to myself, why wouldn't I put this towards him? If I have it to put towards him, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I set him up? You know what I'm saying? Now, for those of y'all asking about private schools and charter schools, I'm not private, magnet schools and my son is in a magnet school currently.
And it's trash.
Hate it.
Okay? That's a magnet school?
Yes.
Oh my God. What?
It's a magnet school. Amen.
I must have had to block that from my memory.
And let me tell you,
I would have told that principal, ma'am, this is not a magnet school. Y'all need to change the name.
And a lot of the charter schools that are unaffiliated, I don't think their curriculum is strong enough. There is a, they are not where they should be, in my opinion, based off of the people whose kids I know that go to the schools or went to the schools. The charter schools, it doesn't mean a better education for your child. More than likely, the charter school means they're able to do what they want with their funding, but that does not mean a better education is coming out of it.
See, my assumption from dealing with charter schools and magnet schools is it's a better, you know, curriculum and everything, but that school, that is definitely, what is it called? West Side High? What is it?
East Side.
East Side High? The principal's Batman. Like, that's, that school, God.
It's a lot. And so, we had a, I had a real talk with Marcus. I put all the pressure on him, but I also, not that his thoughts or opinion will make the final decision on what we decide to do. Because first of all, we have to get him into one of these schools. Well, you know, we got to get over that hurdle. But I was like, listen, if we end up having to spend all of this money to put you into one of these schools, you got to show up on fire every single
and
day.
We told him, we said, look, we know it's a lot of pressure to put on you at this age. However, this is also a lot of money to spend on you in education at this age. So we need to know that this is something that you really want to do. And the three of us as a team have to approach this with everything that we have.
Yeah. I said, listen, it made him tear up. The thought of having to have that pressure. I was like, if we, you're on one of the sports teams, I said, I don't care if you're the worst player out there, but I need to know that you are hustling.
Yeah,
I need, that's what I have to see. I have to see your hustle every single day.
If something's easy for Marcus, he will get this, I'll do just enough attitude.
Right.
And we're like, no, you're not. Now he's doing just enough and he's excelling because of the school he's at. So this is going to be a little more challenging, which is probably something that he needs. Because right now this boy was a 3.8, almost 3.9 GPA.
Yeah, he has a
3.8. And he's not trying. He's just doing it with ease.
He's doing it with
so
ease.
So we know we want to put him somewhere to where he's challenged, but we don't want to break his spirits either.
Right. So I made him do the math. I told him exactly how much the school costs. I said over 5 years, how much will that be? He heard how big that number was. That number is big enough to buy a house in Kentucky for him to have. Okay.
And actually, real estate would probably be a better investment than education.
It is and it isn't. It's just, it's very, it's very like I'm having a really hard time with this or that.
Yeah.
Because yes, the thought of him having real estate for him to have once he gets out of school, but the thought of him not knowing what to do with it is even more heartbreaking.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have seen.
They ain't teaching real estate in school.
It's not that. It's not that. I'm not saying.
No.
But like, you got to remember, I used to tutor out here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I didn't see what they're capable of letting these kids
slide through. Yeah, she would tell me some of the stuff that I'm like, what?
So it's a lot, but you know what? It's also a lot, and I love that how much of a lot it is. It's just eggs. You guys, this ad comes to you from a company that is cooking the best omelets you will have all year. All while changing the world one egg at a time. It's called Just Egg, and I'm excited to tell you about it. Before I get into more of the copy, I just want you all to know, did you just breathe into the microphone that hard?
I didn't mean to.
When we did our vegan 1 month challenge 2 years ago, I was tearing these Just Eggs up. They were so delicious. Like, a lot of times when you think of like plant-based or vegan substitutes, you'd be like, I'm okay. These things were the jam. They were so fluffy. They tasted so good. I was making avocado toast with scrambled eggs on top with Just Egg. Oh, it was amazing. Just Egg is a cholesterol-free plant-based egg that'll give you the most decadent quiches of your life, the fluffiest scrambles, and the easiest egg sandwiches of all time. It has about the same protein as a chicken egg and less saturated fat. Plus, Just Egg is packed with cholesterol-lowering polyunsaturated fat. Chicken eggs wish they were this healthy. Oh, and because Just Egg comes from plants, you also are helping to save our planet. So that's nice if you're into the whole saving the environment thing. Again, we really, really love it. And I am so glad that we're partnering with them, because I'm like, oh, this is a product I already know about and I love.
Yeah, we know about some Just Egg.
It's so good. So happy new year to everyone. And may it be filled with Just Egg. Just Egg, really good eggs. So you guys, make sure you check them out. Again, we are so glad to be partnering with them. You'll hear us talk about them in later podcasts, but this is an endorsement that you can truly, truly trust in, because we were eating those things. And after we got off the vegan challenge, I was still eating them because they were good. So try out some Just Egg in Absolutely. The new year. So yeah, it's a lot. The cost is a lot. So this is the duality of what we're trying to figure out.
Yeah. Because we also have three other sons.
We got three other kids.
So that then wraps into, as we talking to these schools, it's like, well, you know, this is what we bring to the table is more tuition for y'all. So what y'all going to do this time around?
Right. And not only that, like, it's the, okay, we are living right now in an increase than what we've ever lived in before. Are we believing for God to continue to increase? Because right now, with what we have right now, well, actually, I think any time in our life, we'd be like, this is ridiculous paying this much.
Yeah.
However,
let me make $4 million this year. I'm going to be like, that's a lot of goddamn money to send somebody to middle school and high school.
Exactly. We will probably always think that, because we've been conditioned to think that way as Black people who never had that much money to be able to throw into our child, right? But I'm like, how much money would we have to make in order for us not to feel the writing of the check?
Mm-hmm.
We might just be pissed off because of what our past looked like, but what would our present have to look like for us not to feel that way?
Yeah. I'm gonna say this, and I'm not trying to take a dig or cause any tension, but you having the headphones on is making you talk lower, and I feel like the energy is lower.
Oh, I feel like my energy's up, but thank you for the...
It's messing with my energy.
Me having... You sound like Sai.
No. I'm saying because your voice is going directly to your ears, so it's like you sound a lot more energetic in your ears than what you do right here.
Okay. So is
all right. Never mind. Go ahead. So my Tanksley Pride story is... trying to potty train Amar. Anytime we post a video dealing with Amar and potty training, is we get all the suggestions. Look, y'all, this is our third time around, or fourth time around. We know about potty training some kids. This boy is defiant. Okay? Purposefully. He's a habitual defier. That's what he is. We had him at that. I think some of y'all probably saw it. Angel did a story earlier. Of him literally crying and mad, sitting on the pot. He did not want to go sit on the pot at all. He didn't want to sit on the pot just because he knows that's what he's supposed to do. This boy he's ready to be potty trained. He's ready to start using the potty. He's actually used it a couple times, but it's to the point to where he now wakes up dry. He's like, throughout the day, he'll go, like, other than that one time he peed on the couch with Angel, he will, go without using the bathroom until he knows he's somewhere, or he knows he's somewhere to where he can put the pee where it's supposed to be, whether in a diaper, or he would rather not put it in the potty because he knows that's where it goes. But if we make him wait long enough, he'll do it. But it's like, why? And I say all the time, he was meant to be the last child because he was going to be the last child. Nobody else was this difficult. I would show the boys how to do it. They picked right up on it. They still had accidents. They would do good and then revert back to, you know, peeing on itself, then do good. That's just what boys do, apparently. But this boy right here, him, he on something else. Just the simple thing of potty training this boy. It's like, we need to talk to the teachers at this school, at his daycare, to make sure that they are keeping him on a regimen as well. Because this boy I've never seen anything like it. Somebody that just, usually, because we got the potties that play the music. So anytime the kid, you know, you put pee in there, you cheer them on, they get excited. They're like, yeah, yeah. He was like, man, forget you and your music. I ain't using this. You got your mind. You ain't no music when you play yours, when you pee in yours. And then, was it the other day, I think it was it you that got ready to dump his pee out and he got mad?
Yes, I dumped it out and he was pissed off.
It's like, why are you like this?
He is he's very aware. Like, we take the diaper off of him for him to have his I ain't got on no underwear time. And he will go and get another goddamn gone diaper to bring it to us for him to put it on. So, yeah. And we're like, no, no, no. In the morning, he wakes up completely dry.
Yeah, all the way dry. He was following me around earlier with a diaper and wipes, trying to get me to put a diaper on him. I'm like, no, you going bowel swinging. Simple as that.
He hates it. He don't want it. And I don't know why he's trying to make this so difficult for us, because he's intelligent enough to do it. He is ready based off of the fact that he wakes up dry from his naps and from going to bed at night. But he's just like, I don't want to do none of it. Yeah,
he knows that's something that he's supposed to be doing. And he's like, I'm going to go against the grain.
He makes me want to fight him.
Yeah. So what's the point? Like, I have to be extra petty with him, because I just be like, he'd be crying and mad about something. Actually, earlier, he was mad because, like I said, he was following me around with diapers and wipes, and Angel ended up leaving. So he got mad. He was just standing at the front door with a shirt and nothing else on, crying every like 5-10 seconds. To a point to where I ended up sending her a picture. That's like, he's still at it. So eventually he realized I wasn't going to pay no attention. I didn't care. So he, I don't know what I was doing. He came and set his diaper and wipes beside me and then picked up a tablet and started talking to me. I'm like, oh, you finally gave up, huh? But then he went right back to it. Don't want to use that potty. I don't get it.
He is definitely stubborn like his daddy.
Yeah, like you.
Stubborn like his mama. I'll give that to him. And he's going to do what he wants to do like his mama. That is Amar. And we did not have this issue with any of the other kids. None of them.
Marcus was extremely easy, which made us know we could have at least one more. And two came out. They weren't nearly as easy as Marcus, but they were nowhere near as bad as Amar.
Yeah, Amar will actually pull.
Quote, unquote, difficult.
Amar will actually pull back. Like, you're walking him somewhere.
Yeah, he'll try not to walk and stand still. Like, earlier, you heard me tell him, I was like, I'm going to overpower you every single time. What are you doing? He'll like lock his knees up and try not to walk.
Like, why would you continue to do that? You see how much bigger we are than you.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm not going down without a fight. I don't care.
Boarding school.
I'm not sending my baby off to nobody's boarding school. I'm not doing
it. Like, he going to put us in a home. We going to get him first.
I just can't even. We ain't never had a child do that.
Nah.
Ever. He is just cut from a different.
I'm going to make you celebrate that vasectomy. That's what he does. I just be standing in the mirror looking at my boys like, yeah, that was a good decision.
Do you feel that way?
What?
Thinking back, I'm sorry for the detour. Thinking back from how you were prior to getting the vasectomy. And like, the reason why Amar was even a possibility is because Marcus did not get the vasectomy like he said he would after the twins. Do you now look back now that you have the vasectomy, and are you like, I could have gotten that done immediately. Why did I wait?
Yeah, I definitely could have gotten it done.
Yeah, I'm saying in your mind, like now.
Oh, that's a question for any man. It's like, that's part of, I don't know if you want to call it ego or what, manhood, but. Just like you, it's like you would go through something mental if you know that once you're no longer able to have children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as a man, you go through the same thing.
I'm just saying. Yeah,
if you take the venom out of a viper, you just got a belt.
That's not case.
He's useless after that. He can't kill nothing.
You don't consider yourself useless.
Potency.
You don't consider yourself useless.
No, I'm just saying mentally, you just like.
Oh, that's where you felt like it removed your manhood.
Listen, that's the thought process you go through. It's just like, hold on, what about, even if you talk about men that absolutely refuse to do it, that's their thought process behind it of, hey, you know, that's my manhood. You ain't having no more kids, so what does it matter?
But you know what, for me, no, actually, a hysterectomy or a partial
one. You got somebody right now, I'm never getting snipped. Let your woman have 19 kids, and I bet you get snipped.
But you know, no, to be honest, if I'm being completely honest, for me, getting a partial hysterectomy is not a, would not be a huge thing. It, menopause is though.
Yeah.
When nature says, hey, hey, you're too old. That's that. I feel like elective things where I'm electing to have control over what my life is going to look like don't have as big of a, I guess, an impact on my psyche. But when nature says, hey,
yeah,
you're done, that kind of, because that kind of makes you feel like, I don't know, death is death is step around closer. The corner. Yes.
Yeah. Another you step, know what I'm saying? Another step toward death. Now with now that I have it, I'm so glad. Uh-huh. So glad I done it. I'd do it 2-3 more times. If I needed to.
You want to tune up on this?
Yeah, tune up. Go on back in there and do some things. We can talk cars and construction again. But now it's, yeah, but it's like a mental thing, especially even though vasectomies have been around for a really long time. It's something a lot of men that have them don't even talk about.
You're right.
And they, you know, it's like, you know, the woman can get a tooth tied, but that's like major surgery compared to 12 minutes of having a conversation with the doctor. And all of a sudden he's like, all right, that's it. You're done. And you, then me walking home.
You know what we should do? You should do a standalone video about your vasectomy to go on Tanksley TV.
All right.
You like the idea of that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, I mean, going off of what you just said.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show. And this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. Many people think therapy is for so-called crazy people, but therapy doesn't mean something's wrong with you. It means you recognize all humans have emotions and we need to learn to control them, not avoid them. I think that's a really important point, is that a lot of people think that like you got to have some sort of diagnosis to need a therapist. No, we all deal with emotions and trauma differently, and we just want to be able to have some sort of control over how we handle them and also our progress in those areas and not be putting everything, I guess, to chance. Also, we've been taught that mental health shouldn't be a part of normal life, but that's wrong too. We take care of our bodies with the gym, the doctor, and nutrition. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. Even with the discussion we were having about private school earlier, a lot of that deals with our money story, how we were raised, our dealing with systemic racism. It has a lot to do with that. It's not just us trying to figure out what our budget looks like. We are having to fight past a lot of things that only Black people have to deal with, or only people raised by a single mother had to deal with. You know what I'm saying? So BetterHelp in dealing with your mental health are things that help your day-to-day life decisions as well. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why 2 million people have used BetterHelp online. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and is this going to cause an argument? Listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/argue.
Argue.
That's BETTERHELP.com/argue.
Argue.
Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast.
What was I about to say? I don't know. Yeah, it has nothing to do with manhood, getting a vasectomy. I talked to, I think, 12 different men that have vasectomies before I got mine. One of them being my friend Greg. Y'all don't know him, not Goose. Another Greg. He had his vasectomy for probably, I think he had his before me and Angel got married. So I talked to him as well. I was like, so man, what's the difference? And you know, she gave me way too much information. My homegirl Danielle, she gave me way too, I was like, hey, I didn't need all of that. I just wanted to know, is there a difference? She was like, nope. And he was cool with it too. And it's that's one of those things where with women, you know, they go through hormone changes. They go through a whole lot, you know, getting a hysterectomy, but a vasectomy, that separation happens, you know, it has nothing to do with, you know, hormones or anything. But anyway, I can talk about that at a later date, but yeah, so.
Well, somebody just asked something, and I wanna just talk about it. Gaston's World in our Patreon said, "What age do you think men should consider a vasectomy?" This is what I will say on that. I don't think there's a particular age, but if you are a man that is adamant that you don't want to have any children, and it doesn't matter what relationship, regardless of how, and even yet, regardless of how strong that relationship, whether become marriage or not, I do feel like getting a vasectomy is a smart thing to do. And I say, this is the reason why I say it. I have been in conversations with men who find out that they have a child on the way by someone they thought they had an agreement with, that if the situation were to arise, that they would terminate the pregnancy. And the young woman decides differently once they find out they're pregnant, because in that moment, they've changed their mind.
Right.
And while I can understand the disappointment and maybe even a little bit of anger that the guy in the situation has, at the end of the day, once you allow your living sperm to leave your body and to go into another woman's body, your choices are not what make the decision about what happens
right
to that said child, fetus, or whatever.
Yeah, because I can't speak to that being a man, but I can only imagine being a woman and being like, oh yeah, no, I wouldn't have, you know, if it happened, you know, we would terminate it. But you never know what a woman goes through once she realizes something is, could be possibly living or growing in her.
Exactly.
You ain't got nothing to do with that. And like you said, it's not an age limit. Once you get to the point of you don't want to have anymore, it's the best thing to do. There's a lady I used to coach with, her husband, after their four or five, and after the last one, you know, he went and got a vasectomy. At this point, they were young. Late 20s or early 30s, and the doctor originally was like, no, you're way too young, I'm not going to give you a vasectomy. He's like, I just had my, I don't know, fourth or fifth child. They were like, gotcha, yeah, let's do this.
let's do this.
But at the same time, it's like, as long as kids are leaving up out of you, it's not your decision whether somebody has it or not.
Yeah. Yeah. and also, like, you know, because a lot of
men, there's always a risk of having.
Always. You know, a lot of men put the responsibility of, especially if you are in like a, okay, we're only sleeping with each other, even if it's not a committed like relationship, as in I call you my man, you call me your woman, but we know we only smashing each other. A lot of times men will put the responsibility of contraception in the woman's hands. So if she's had, like a lot of women, we're on birth control, even if we're not actively engaging in sex, because of how it can regulate our cycle or take away menstrual cramps. I know that's what I was doing for a nice period of time because my cramps were so severe. So this is how, lo and behold, this is how Little Marcus came along.
Yeah.
Is that we were trusting my my contraceptive. I'm not, I was never the best at taking pills of any sort on a daily.
Y'all see how inconsistent Angel is? Look at the mic.
Exactly.
And headphones.
So I, it was something that we decided was on my shoulders. It wasn't that Marcus just plopped it on my shoulders. We decided we did not want to be in the condom world. So we were going to depend on, and Marcus won't even pull out of a parking spot, that the way we were going to deal with our family planning was birth control. However, I messed up my birth control like I had done many a time. And lo and behold, we got pregnant. Now, if Marcus were to have gotten mad at me because I had messed up on that, it would have been like, but you had options to make sure that me not being as responsible did not fall into you being having to have more responsibility.
Yeah. And I was taking no precaution.
None. Still putting it at the back door.
Putting it at the back door, out the back door, to the fence.
So, truly, my whole viewpoint on vasectomies are, for young men or older men that have decided that your life of making children is over, go ahead and take that power into your hands.
Yeah.
And get a vasectomy.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend, I don't know, remember who it was, and we were asking if they were going to have any more. And they were like, nah, we don't have no more. I was like, y'all, you know, what is the precaution that y'all taking? It was like, I ain't doing nothing yet. I'm like, then don't say you ain't having no more until you know for sure.
Yeah.
Because you just saying, nah, I ain't going to have no more. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah. So that's my thought on vasectomies. I think men should see it as a power move instead of a demasculating or emasculating situation.
Let me tell you something, fellas. There ain't nothing greater than a woman not having to take anything and letting her flower just be a flower. Let the flower, you ain't putting nothing extra in there to keep nothing from happening. You ain't no medication, just letting it be that.
Does it make you happy?
Hey. Because real, like, anything, like you said, you were taking birth control for cramps and everything, but all this stuff messes with the hormones. When you just let them hormones,
it's so funny.
Hey.
Hey. Is that what it makes you say?
That thing is thanging.
He's so stupid. Yeah, it is. It is something. It is nice to, like, I mean, now that I'm older in age, my cramps are not the way they used to. I actually had my first cramp in like 12 years last cycle. So it is nice not to have to deal with that. But anyway, let's move on to the topic of today's
podcast.
Speaking
of natural disasters, we got what, 20 minutes left to talk about this. Now, with the original.
We can talk as long as we want to. We just have to make 20 minutes.
Yeah, make 20 minutes. Now, the one thing, the reason I was going to talk about this, but the topic is natural disasters and like what we've been fearful of just as kids and everything, because all this stuff has been happening. We had a mid-ocean volcanic eruption that caused tsunamis all over the world. What else has happened?
Back in Kentucky, they were like, you're going to get between 20 some inches of snow.
There was a tornado in Kentucky, which is, it happens in Kentucky, but it's very rare because Kentucky has a lot of hills. A lot of times you see tornadoes in flatland, like, you know, mid U.S., you know, what is it? Oregon and Texas and on flatlands. And Kentucky has a lot of hills and stuff. So for a tornado to hit, can somebody say a tornado in Miami? Yeah, dang. For a tornado to hit and actually, you know, kill people in Kentucky, that was unknown. That was just, what, last month or the month before?
Uh-huh.
But coming up, you know, I was like, you know, we were talking about natural disasters. Coming up, especially being in school, elementary school and stuff, that was one of the things that I was terrified of was a tornado, because we used to do tornado drills and earthquake drills.
All the time.
It would just be, sometimes they were scheduled, but sometimes it would just be random. And it had a different horn. And it'd just be this loud horn in the school, made me terrified of tornadoes.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. I was too scared when I was a kid because the weather in Kentucky gets really extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Like the storms are ridiculous. Like the winds, the sky does crazy things. You get strong winds, lightning, like lightning and thunder like no other. Just like you do throughout the whole Midwest and everything, you get like some pretty bad storms. Like even winds without a tornado, the winds will like uproot massive trees.
Mm-hmm.
Like you would walk up and it'd be like a 15-foot hole in the ground because some tree has been blown over and all the roots and everything came up out of the ground. So it gets really bad weather. So experiencing all of that and then knowing that there is something that is a lot more powerful than what you've seen, which is a tornado, is just like, what?
Yeah.
So y'all want me just get up? It used to be you get down and put your head on your knees and get down you know, in the corner in the hallway and just sit there and wait it out. Then they change it to standing up against the wall, which you're, you know, you cover your head. And then the earthquake thing, which I apparently, you know, they've had earthquakes in the Midwest, but it's extremely rare.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, they're a lot worse than they happen out here because this is soft ground out back there. It's like a lot of rock and stone. But we used to do earthquake drills, but it was just like, we ain't gonna get no earthquake, are we? But they would make them make them sound extremely terrifying.
Do you remember all of the earthquakes we had when I was pregnant with Amar?
Yeah, we had like six.
It was him. Earthquake after.
It was him. That's what it was.
He was a celestial being erupted.
Ancient
from
celestial just being born. Go ahead.
I was going to say earthquakes, especially. I mean, I've been living in California for almost 20 years, which is so hard to believe. And ever since moving here, you know, California is known for having earthquakes, like the earthquake of 1990 something in Northridge,
the 94 earthquake.
That's in the valley. We live in the valley, and that really like devastated.
Yeah, I remember that movie. The big one came out. I think it was a mini series or something called The Big One.
I don't know.
And I think it was like right after the Northridge earthquake, because it was, and that was, you know, I remember watching that being terrified. Like, well, we could get an earthquake too. But yeah, I remember we were sitting in the, I'll go on and let you take care of his ad, then we can.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and jump into it. As we age, cause you know, Big Marcus, he's about to turn 40. The fatigue and lack of endurance we feel, we can't always be fixed with more and more caffeine. Cause that's what a lot of, oh, I need some more coffee. I need a Coke. People do all of this, right? Well, introducing a new way to start your day. Super Beets Heart Chews. They are a tasty treat that give you the energy you need and are good for you. No more afternoon coffees, energy drinks, or candy for a quick pick-me-up. Add two delicious plant-based Super Beets Heart Chews to your morning routine and promote heart-healthy energy for your day without a caffeine crash. Because Super Beets Heart Chews, unique clinically researched grapeseed oil extract promotes heart healthy energy and normal blood pressure as a part of a healthy lifestyle. This is what I love about them. I am not the type that'll drink coffee for pick me up or will drink soda for pick me up. Now, candy can sometimes call my name, but having something like this that is not the caffeine, because I'm not about to be drinking coffee. This is the type of stuff that I would do. Okay. I chose Super Beet Heart Chews for a heart healthy energy, and you should too. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beets Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Do more for your heart and treat yourself with Super Beets Heart Chews. Join over 1 million customers, get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and 30% off your first order right now at superbeets.com/argue.
Argue.
That's Super Beets, that's Beets with 2 E's, BEETS.com/argue.
Argue.
For 30% off your first order. Superbeets.com/argue.
Argue.
Okay, go ahead and say what you about to say.
Don't remember, but I remember just being terrified of a tornado. Somebody said, come to Texas and experience these crazy tornadoes. What's crazy about Kentucky is... you will not see a tornado coming because it's so many hills. So like many a hills. Lot of the videos I see, especially the ones in Texas, all in Tornado Alley, it's so flat. So you can sit there and watch a tornado and just be mesmerized by it. In Kentucky, you won't see that thing coming. You will hear it. Now, I remember, I think I was in middle school or high school. There was a tornado. What is it? Watch. Is it happening? Warning. Is it might happen or something?
Warning is it might happen. Watches that it's happening.
So there was a watch and they were just like, you know, there's a funnel somewhere. And it was somewhere near Lexington, which is very rare because Lexington, Kentucky is like down in a valley almost. That's a lot of people. I don't know if anybody's ever been there or seen it. That's why you can see downtown from everywhere because it's down in a valley. Anyway, I remember, you know, we were just like, is this thing really happening? And we were sitting there, you know, watching the news. We could feel the rumble. So me and Dad went out on the front porch and we could hear it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if the funnel ever touched down, but we could hear it and it literally sounded like 20 freight trains.
Yeah, that's exactly what
it's almost
sound
like. You can hear metal. it was the most eerie thing. And we could look up, we could see this, the clouds doing like a, almost like a half moon. Like you could, they were moving really slow, but you could tell like they're kind of going in a circle. Like you can tell, we could only see a small piece of it, but it's so many trees, so many hills, you can't see anything like that.
Right.
But we're standing there like listening. And he was like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, that's insane. That thing could come this way. And thing, yeah. I mean, it sounded like it was like a mile wide or something. The thing was enormous. It sounded enormous.
Back to them earthquakes that when yeah. I was pregnant. Okay. Our third host joined us. I remember this baby that's walking up behind me like a scary movie who wants me to pick him up. I remember having to run into the house because our kids were still in the house and we were sitting outside and the earth was rolling.
We were sitting outside in the driveway. It was like a nice summer day. You get it cool down. I think me and you went on a walk or something.
And I remember your mom was there. Sitting outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me, you, and your mom. And we was just sitting there and somebody was walking by and I'm looking and all of a sudden I see all the cars kind of rocking back and forth. And then it stopped. And then it started happening again, but this time they were really rocking. Like you could hear cars like moving, like hitting back on the gear. Trees were moving. So Angel gets up and she's pregnant running. I'm like, you can even hear the houses like kind of creaking and stuff.
It was, I could literally see the waves in the, yeah, in the road. That's what I was like, the world is rolling.
You remember how quiet it got?
Yeah.
Yes. It sounded, and I can only, I'm going to geek out real quick. The reason it got quiet, I can only imagine from the harmonics. So basically that sound of an earthquake is probably very loud, but it's so low you can't hear it, but it's loud enough to drown out this other sound. So it's like one of those, it's the sound, the frequency is louder than everything else, but you can't hear it. So it's drowning out stuff that you can hear. But I remember it got really quiet. She jumped up and I'm like, girl, the house is cool.
Yeah, I didn't care about
she
the house.
She got paranoid. I said, the house is cool. Them kids are cool.
No, I didn't know where them kids were. I didn't know if they were under something heavy. I didn't know what was listening.
What they going to be under heavy?
We had artwork up by this time. We had the liquor cabinet. They could have been standing in front of the liquor cabinet.
Wasn't nothing falling over?
I didn't know.
She went into mom mode.
The thing is that I didn't know. You don't, because one comes, you know there's going to be an aftershock. Yeah. And you also don't know if something else is coming. It's one of those things of like, okay, are you done? And if you're not, I don't want to be sitting here thinking, oh, I thought it was over. I didn't know that the big one was happening right after. We literally just watched The Eternals last night, which I thoroughly enjoyed. But I love every Marvel movie. They can't really do any wrong except for with Captain America being boring.
She does not be feeling Captain America.
I try and I fall asleep every time. It rocks me to sleep. But every other one, I don't care how corny it is, I'll be like, give me more. And they had a huge earthquake in the movie. And this one girl puts her body underneath a gigantic artifact hanging on the wall that, of course, decides to fall. And the woman has to make it like, you know, disappear kind of. I really, really, really remember coming here in my first earthquake and being like, okay, here's what it is. Now, what is the plan if this ever gets bad? So I'm I only have not had a panic attack because, well, shoot, we got to re-up our plan because we had a plan of like, okay, I'm going to head towards Little Marcus.
If there's a disaster period, like we already had a plan set. Marcus knew what to do. We both knew what to do regardless of where we were. Mm-hmm. We already had a plan set.
We got to come up with a new one.
Yeah. But my first earthquake out here, I mean, we were laying in bed in our apartment and it almost sounded like Godzilla kicked the apartment. Like it was loud and the bed was, it felt like people were like moving the bed. And I woke up out of my sleep. I was like, do you feel that? She was like, it's laying there asleep. She's it's an earthquake. I'm like, all right, well, she's dead. I need to find something to do. So I've never been in an earthquake before. I'm like, I need to get somewhere and get saved. Cause at this point she was numb to it. I was like sitting there terrified. I mean, my heart was beating out of my chest. I didn't know what to do. But then even from being out here, especially the career that I first started when I moved out here, I spent a lot of time in commercial buildings and like in the basements and stuff. And it's just like, even on the top floors and everything, it's something I've always been. Then I was always scared, like, oh my God, what if an earthquake happened and I'm down here? But then I think, well, this building's been up for a long time, so I'm probably
good. Okay.
But it was one time in the building I was chief engineer at in Santa Monica. We were down there, and I was doing something on the ceiling with the electrical, and it was in the parking garage, and somebody drove by up at the top, and that thing, that deck started moving, which is designed to move. Mm-hmm. You would have thought. You would have thought Jesus was up there stomping on the ground trying to get the building collapsed. I jumped off that ladder and got back and looked. I was like, all right, I think I'm good.
And you picked with me and worrying about my kids.
That was years ago. When I was working in Santa Monica. Okay. Marcus wasn't born yet.
I know. And now we got kids. So now I'm like, now I don't know if they know what to do. I remember one time I was working out at 24 Hour Fitness in Sherman Oaks. Early in the morning, and the first earthquake happened. And it first, because in, when you're in a gym that's two floors and you hear people dropping weights above, it's loud, it's kind of thunderous.
Yeah,
this one sounded like someone dropped all the weights. I was like, oh, that was an earthquake.
And that's multiple floors because that gym is on the third floor, I think,
of the
third
Galleria.
Or fourth floor, but it looks like it's on the second floor, but it's actually two levels below it.
And then when I got home, more earthquakes were happening. And I was like, should I bring the kids in here with me? And you were like, nah, they fine. I was like,
they fine.
He don't be care. Oh, one time I had popped up and you were like, where are you going? I was like, to check on our children.
Like, you saw the severity of it. Like, it moved a little bit.
But it's also... Even though they've now experienced earthquakes, most of them, they sleep through. I don't think they either sleep through or have activity through and don't even recognize they've happened. And that one felt jolty enough that I was like, oh, one of them could have woken up and it could have scared them. More so, I don't want them to be in a scared moment like that and not know, like, one of us.
That builds character. They need that. You know, that week... Because it was like over a 2-week span. Yeah, I'm going to change subject. Now it was like a 2-week span we were having earthquakes. There was one when I was in the backyard. And they say if you're in the car or walking, you can't feel them. Because remember, we were sitting in the front yard. I don't know if you had ran in the house already when that one happened, where we saw it happening. Somebody was walking by and I was like, oh, it's an earthquake. They was like, yeah, it was yesterday. I said, no, right now. He was like, no. And I was like, look at the vehicles. And he took off running to run to his house. I'm like, well, if our house is standing, yours is standing. Like, it's like, oh, my God, I got to check on my house. I'm like, he come on, people.
Listen, no, he might have had his grandmama might have been there freaking out. You just don't know.
She's been through them before. But there was one in that same direction where we were having all those earthquakes. I was in the backyard and I was walking. And that's when we still had Supreme. He was alive and he... started stumbling, and I looked at him. I said, man, you getting really old, ain't you? And then I was looking at him. I'm like, no, that ain't doing it. And then I looked in the house, and I could see the chandelier swinging back and forth in the house. And that's what right after that, the kids is like ran outside. Daddy, I think it's an earthquake. I said, yeah, it's an earthquake. Y'all good.
It's crazy. So that's the big thing. The my biggest natural disaster, obviously I live where this could happen, is... a big one happening and not being in a place where I can secure all of my kids. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like where I can like be like, not to say that I know exactly where in the heck in this house we should go. But I would just hate to like for it to be happening and me not know like, okay, where should we go outside and stand in the middle of our street? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, where is that's the
under it, something our the dining room table
wouldn't
best place to be
instead of in the middle of the street where no buildings could or
I mean
cars could
they rest. Always say don't run outside because things outside could be falling. Granted, we don't have nothing around us,
right? That's what I'm saying,
that'll fall. But they mainly say that for people like in commercial buildings.
Yeah,
never ever run out of the building because glass might be falling out of that building. Exactly. And you're gonna get sliced up. The other thing is a PSA.
Is that what it's called? Public
service. Yeah, PSA. Don't stand in a doorway. Don't stand in that. People think, you know, because they did a documentary, I think, on the news one time, where the house, a tornado came and knocked down the house, and the only thing standing was like the door frames because of the way they're constructed. Mm-hmm. If you're standing in a doorway during an earthquake and everything is shaking and moving, that doorway has a door, and that door is going to be swinging and it's going to be beating the crap out of you.
I guess it would have to be a doorway that didn't have a door.
But then you don't know how it's constructed. You don't know if it has the header at the top. You know, it's like a almost shaped like a Stonehenge, almost like two pillars and the mm-hmm. thing at the top. You don't know how they're constructed. Best thing you can do is get under something. Get under a desk. Get under something sturdy.
I'm going to get under you.
All right. I'm going to be under the table.
Okay. As long as you know you're laying on top of me.
They even tell people get in the tub.
I know that's what they say for tornadoes. Get in the tub under a mattress.
Mm-hmm. Because it's apparently there's some scientific, I don't know, I ain't going to geek out too much on it, but the pressure from a tornado. That's why you can see aerial shots and like rugs and stuff are still in place because the pressure comes down and out. And they say it's best to like open up all the windows. What?
Samantha said, you don't go under a table during an earthquake. That's what Will did in the episode of Fresh Prince.
Regina, I called her Gina. Gina took off her nails and her wig. I'm right there with you, Sam.
but yeah, no. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah, those are the two that I've always been fearful of. Like from a kid, earthquakes not so much now because I'm like, if it's an extremely big one, then like it's different, which kind of makes you scared. It can be scary from watching like other countries that is not as developed as the U.S. and how they build buildings that aren't up to par. Like they have full multi-story buildings that don't have like rebar or any type of support, which you can't get past an inspection in the U.S. without having... you can't build a building without having those type of protections on them to where like a couple of years ago, I think in Mexico, they had a building and they showed it like collapsing from an earthquake. Buildings here don't do that because they have rebar and structural. The way the structural integrity is made is a little different. Unless it's like a 10 or a 12 point something, then everything is done. You might as well just kick the place off into the ocean.
Now, a hurricane, I think I can deal with because typically... You know a hurricane is on
Hurricanes
the way.
Hurricanes don't just happen.
Right.
You Earthquakes know. And tornadoes just happen.
But what I don't think I could deal with, even though I don't live anywhere near water, but if I did, a tsunami would really have me worried.
Depending, I actually think about that anytime I go to any large body of water.
Me too. Like, me too.
It crosses my mind because, I mean, a lot of times now people... Through education, a lot of people hopefully know what to look for. Like it doesn't always do that, but a lot of times the water will recede off into the ocean.
Yes.
And if it goes back, just know that whole area is about to flood, so get up out of the way. Don't just be standing there mesmerized.
Coming back towards you.
Don't be it was one we were on vacation somewhere and I was sitting there watching the ocean. I'm like, wait, is that going back too far?
Right.
Okay, now we good. With every wave, is that going back too far? No, we good. But yeah, if that water recedes out so far and it looks weird, then it is weird. You should get up out of there.
Just the thought of seeing water come at me that is taller than me.
Yeah.
Like if I'm on land and seeing a wave coming up that I'm looking up at, it makes my heart shudder.
What's crazy is from the videos of tsunamis that I've seen, it's not a huge tidal wave. It's literally... The water just starts rushing in toward land and doesn't stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, not like, you know, movies or I'm there to say it, cartoons where you see this massive wave that's like 40 feet in the air. That's not a tsunami. A tsunami is literally the water will recede back. That wave is the same level, same sea level, but it just keeps going in toward land. Next thing you know, it's, you know, swallowing up buildings and cars and houses and everything else.
It's just the thought just makes me want to just die. I'd be like, because I used to have nightmares of accidentally driving off of a bridge into water. Like, you know, those bridges mm-hmm. that open up?
Yeah.
Like, it accidentally doing it and like, the death by water is just not what the Lord has for me. He can't, because I'm not going to do well.
Yeah, Portia said, I'm from L.A. and the ocean is not my thing. Look, I worked in Santa Monica a couple of blocks from Santa Monica Beach. And, you know, people go crazy for, like, beachfront views and, you know, the water's so beautiful. It's not for me either, because that view gets boring. I would rather be overlooking land. Because it's a lot more entertaining. To me, it's a lot more beautiful. I mean, you get sunsets. Most of the time, it's cloudy by the ocean. But that's all you're ever going to see is water. And it don't change. It's just going to be water. I remember I was working down there, and at first it was, like, nice. I would go up to the rooftop. I'm like, man, this is beautiful. I see why people like it. About 3 weeks in, I was like, this is boring. It's the same as it was yesterday. Granted, land don't change a lot either, but it's a lot more to see. But me, I don't even like going to the beach like that myself.
Yeah, I'm cool off of it. I'm over here pulling up tsunami video footage and seeing how
this devastation. Yeah. Oh, mudslides is something I got concerned about out here, being in California. As much as I love the rain, I love when it rains. It's raining today, and I absolutely like it because it don't rain enough out here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one thing that stays in the back of my mind is, like, mudslides, because it's the way the land is out here. It wasn't designed for a whole lot of water. And especially you got these expensive houses and these expensive neighborhoods they don't build out on the side of these hills. And we get a lot of rain and them things go washing away.
Well, listen, it's not, mudslides isn't the thing for me. It's sinkholes. You remember when we were getting them sinkholes?
Man, sinkholes still bother me because they don't know where they at and when they're going to pop up. It's mainly from like underwater erosion.
Yeah.
It's happened. I know in some states it happened because of water mains busting.
Yes.
And they would bust and flow for years and nobody knew. And it eroded everything under there. So all of a sudden that top cap would collapse and it would be gone. There's video on YouTube of a sinkhole. There was a Corvette factory in Kentucky.
Mm.
And that thing opened up and swallowed so many cars. They have it on video. I know they were having them like crazy in Florida. And they happen randomly in random places. So
they
sinkholes
had them in Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore. Sinkholes are something, definitely something that is like, it's ridiculous.
Could you imagine
underwater caves?
Could you imagine being on a boat during a tsunami? Just go ahead and shoot me.
Yeah, I'm like, what do you do? Turn the boat direct to oncoming water to try to get away from land?
I don't know.
Because like in a tsunami in the middle of the ocean, you don't feel it. You don't know it's a tsunami. It's going to feel like a regular wave.
I don't know.
You don't know. Like, the only real warning they get of a tsunami, I think, is because they know there was an earthquake or something that happened and it may have pushed water, you know.
But I remember this one footage of like this cruise ship. I don't know why it was looking that bad, but like the waves that the ship was having to be on, like people were falling up out of their seats. Oh. And I don't know. I don't think it was a tsunami.
That's just the ocean.
But you imagine.
It's the most powerful force on earth. Water.
But just imagine you being on the Carnival Cruise Line.
You on Carnival, go on, just call it a day. It's curtains.
You stupid. Just call it a day.
Carnival wasn't built for that.
Ooh, Jesus. I'm looking at this footage. I'm trying to see one that looks like what it is in my head.
Oh, the wall of water?
Yes.
Yeah, the ones I've seen where it's like a tsunami, it's this usually like it looks like a wave just coming in and all of a sudden it just keeps coming onto land and more water. And it never stops. It just, water just keeps coming up to land to where it's like, basically the wave goes a lot further inland than what it normally does. And the water level is probably a lot higher than what it usually is.
Like God took a huge crap and clogged the toilet. That's what it's like. Like he had a big old fat turd and he went to
flush.
She's
literally over here looking at videos trying to find.
That's what it's like. Like, Lord, what did you eat? Burrito. And that's what, and that is what has happened. He flushed the toilet and it was like, I can't go down. Okay, guys.
All right, fam. We've been everywhere. this episode.
I hope you enjoy vasectomies, yeah. Private schools, headphones,
microphones,
wrong starts, second starts, third starts.
Did we do a third start? Yeah, we did. Did we do a third start?
Yeah, we had to try to start it three times because you were mad at me per usual.
I am. Awful.
I know, but you still love me. You still want it.
Mm-hmm, I'm check gonna get out. It
too. not with that attitude.
Watch, girl. I'm going to start flirting with you as soon as we cut this off.
no. And anyway, don't work like fam. That. Check out our four sponsors.
Yes, they are
Third Love,
Just Egg, BetterHelp, and Human. Make sure you support them. Check out the promo codes when you go to those websites. Like I said, support them.
And you support us.
Support us. And I'm glad y'all stuck around here with us.
Yes.
Hope y'all enjoyed it.
If you want to see this live, go on ahead and join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. Absolutely.
And if we scared some of y'all, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, go on ahead and say your prayers at night.
Yeah, no, that volcano really, the underwater volcano, that was mesmerizing, watching that thing go off.
I'm glad you were mesmerized.
I was. I was like, oh my God.
The other thing, the other natural disaster, dinosaurs coming back or aliens coming too.
You're stupid.
That's not stupid. And when it happens, you better be calm. You better be like, well, you know, it is what it is. You better not be.
If aliens come, they're coming to wipe us out.
So you would be calm.
I mean, I'm going to try my best to shoot as many as I can.
I was about to say, you're going to be like that dude and don't look up.
You don't.
shooting at the comet. You won't take me out alive.
Oh, now, asteroids. You want me to scare the people real quick?
Go ahead, babe.
All right, y'all. Comets hitting the Earth. A lot of people think we are well-developed and can protect ourselves against that.
No, we don't.
A lot of people think we.
Oh,
we have technology, so they are constantly watching. A lot of the stuff they only catch probably about 5% of the stuff that enters the Earth's atmosphere, and it's usually by accident. It's like there's like 95% of the stuff out there that be coming hurling toward the Earth. Luckily, a lot of stuff breaks up into the atmosphere, but most of it they don't see until it gets to the atmosphere.
No, the stuff that could kill us is stuff that's bigger. So that stuff, usually they can catch a little bit earlier. The smaller stuff, I don't care about.
I'm gonna show you something when we get up off here. You're going to see how they catch it and how easy it is to miss it.
Okay. They can catch these nuts. All right, you guys. Thank you so much.
If I said it, you'd be like, I got to edit it out.
Yeah, I can say it because my nuts aren't real. God bless you all. God keep
say
you
it
all.
Was real.
Is this okay?
All right, fam. I'll holler at y'all next week. Y'all be safe.
Amara's giving his sign off as well.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.